Monday morning to every single one of you. Welcome to the new week. Band's back together.
Did you guys survive?
Barely.
You almost weren't back together today. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, dude. Bob had a hit out on him from Amazon.
I'm going to tell you something, man. 4:30 in the morning, you creep behind my car in my neighborhood. Let me tell you something, man. 4:30 rolling out.
What?
I mean, it was. Look, I'm going to send this message out to Amazon right now because I know y'all are listening and I appreciate it and everything. But if you're going to roll trucks at night and do overnight deliveries, you better make sure they're in marked vehicles and you don't have some people in their random cars pull up behind you when you're pulling out of your driveway at 4:30 in the morning, slam on the brakes, put the car in park, put the hazards on and jump out of the car as I'm pulling out of the driveway. Do you want to know what that was an hour and a half ago and I am still full of adrenaline ready to go and it scared the hell. So this guy,
do you want us in?
No.
Might take the edge off.
I don't know. That'll put me over the top. But the guy comes behind me, right? This morning, as I'm pulling out of the driveway, the garage is already closed. So this guy's behind me. What do you do in that situation? I got really nowhere to go. So I just start laying on the horn. Sorry for the neighborhood to wake everybody up. But at that point in time, I don't care. Because at 4:30 in the morning, you're not expecting anybody to show up at your house, let alone, you know, the Amazon driver to deliver whatever handkerchief or whatever crap we ordered anyway that we probably didn't need to have delivered at 4:30 in the morning. But man, if you're going to roll with the Amazon trucks, here's a message to Amazon from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. You got to use marked trucks. You can't have people in their own rides just pulling up behind people at 4:30 in the morning, because I didn't know if it was somebody who was watching for a while and was coming to attack or something like that. Like, you have no idea what these crazies are doing at that point in time. And so the hell knows, man?
Can I be a Richard maybe for a second?
Yeah.
I think there's some blame on Jen here. She's got to know when the package is getting delivered. She gets the push notification. Package will be delivered between 1 and 4 a.m.
Okay.
Hey, honey, by the way, there's a chance. I don't know if it happens, but there's a chance.
Right.
That a package I'm expecting comes at the time that you might be leaving on Monday morning.
Yeah.
Would like to know that next time.
But maybe she didn't look at that, or maybe maybe it didn't give that option, or who knows.
If it's me, anytime I order something from Amazon, I'm like the kid on Christmas. I have to track it. Like, is anybody else that way?
Well, we get so much because the kids just order so much random stuff. Like last night, who ordered new bathing suits? Who's ordered this? Who's ordered that?
Right.
My wife's on Amazon right now using some gift card. She doesn't know where it came from. She goes, I don't care if it's the kids. I bought them so much stuff over the years. I'll use their damn gift card. I don't care whose it is, but stuff just arrived. It's constant, right? There's constant delivery.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't expect a whole lot at 4:30 in the morning when you get out. It's just because there's nobody around. There's nobody up.
Like, I'm expecting a package today, and it said somewhere between the hours of, 9 and noon.
There you go.
Right? So,
yeah, maybe there when you get home. May not be.
Nah, probably stolen. It's a pretty important package.
Is it really? What are you getting? Something good?
Yeah, so, I told you I got into the baseball card game.
Yeah? Okay. So you better get out there and
Yeah, pulled probably a $5,000 card this weekend.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you. Alex was in the room as well.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny because we did the whole random auction. You know, you land on a team.
Yeah.
I landed on the Marlins. Got a one-of-one, refractor. It's all nerd talk. Refractor auto.
Who was it?
PJ Milando from Miami.
Yeah.
So it's a one-of-one card. It was pretty big pull. Alex, Steve, and I were started text. He's like, I'm going to go look up some research. Here's what I found. You need to get that thing expedited. So I reached out to the people that I pulled the pack from, asked them. I was like, hey, I know it's going to cost more money. Not trying to be rude, but can I get that one-of-one PJ card? Can I get that, can I get that immediately? Or I don't care if I have to get paid for, expenses. I'm going to make up for it. And reached out to another buddy. He's like, yeah, man. He's like, that's a serious pull. I was like, all right,
cool.
So now I'm addicted.
So who do you sell it to? Do you put it on Electronic Bay and see if you can get some money for it?
That's what Alex suggested. He's like, because you can put your own price.
Right.
And then, you negotiate high and hope to land somewhere where you originally wanted to hit it. But yeah, it was funny because I didn't know I don't talk to Alex like that. Like, I'm not like, hey, man, what's up on Saturday? And I just happened to be in the room that we were in where the guy was pulling these cards from.
What was the buy-in to get into the...
So it's auction. So it starts at $1.
Okay.
So essentially, I got the Marlins out of just randomness. So there's 30 teams on a wheel.
Mm-hmm.
They take away one. So the hot item right now is the Milwaukee Brewers because they have a guy named Jesus Medea. And he's in this pack with Jack.
Okay.
And Jack's on the cover of it. And it was a new release card set of Sapphire Chrome Edition.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right? So they hold the Mets and give that to the highest bidder. And then what they do is they spin a wheel after the auction goes. So let's say that the auction starts team one, and or I guess it'd be team two, and Bob bids $5. Then Dusty bids $6. Then Alex bids $8. Then somebody bids $9. Nobody bids $9. That guy got that first slot, sold for $9. Spin the wheel, goes around, lands on Phillies. Phillies are off. Repeat the process till all the teams are okay. Gone. So you could imagine when like big teams like the Royals with Jack Caglione, big teams like Milwaukee, they're still on the board, that auction starts going up. So some people will pay like, you know, 60, 70 bucks. I have a number that I stop at.
Yeah.
And if I think the odds are, I'll read the room, obviously. And if I like what I see, then I'll go a little bit more. But so I landed this spot for like 38 bucks.
No, that's not bad. Yeah, and you get a $5,000 card.
Now, this is a once-in-a-lifetime pull. Like, absolutely, I'll probably never do this again. And I have the video saved on my phone when the guy did it. He was like, oh, my. Oh, my. And he just, like, sits there and holds it. And I'm just, like, sitting in my room like a kid on, you know, just jacked to the moon. And then Alex is texting me like, dude, what the F? And I'm like, dude, I don't know what just happened.
That's cool. So you sell it as soon as you get it, right? As soon as you get it. Smart move, yeah.
Because I got his card also this weekend as well. Autograph. First Bowman. So that one's already like pretty cool. And his projected peak date is 2028.
And so this kid may never even make it to the major league. So you got to cash in. But right now, you got to play the stock market and cash in.
Yeah, if I was rich, I sit on it. And in, you know, 5 years from now, he's a rookie of the year and a potential like MVP. That car's now worth like $15,000.
Or the market tanks and, you know, goes back to where it was 5 years ago.
Get rid of cash, run away.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. You take the money. If somebody's going to give you $5,000 for it, you take it.
Yeah, I'm not that kid that just didn't cash out on his bet with the parlay that Edmonton loses. Now the Thunder won again last night.
Exactly.
No, that was Saturday. And then we had the old classic downtown days. This week. There was a cover band called Thunder Road.
How were they? Good?
He was all right.
Yeah, not bad.
He wasn't great, but it was.
Yeah, it's hard.
The guy looked like Stephen Van Zandt. They had the big man, but he was a skinny man. Played the saxophone.
That's funny.
Oh, it was great.
That's great. That's outstanding.
Great. Yeah, because, I heard it. We walked down there Friday night, and I heard My Hometown. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, that's Bruce. Like, that's a not a deep cut, but that's a cut. Like, that's not, you know, Dance in the Dark. That's not like what some random
That's really
guy
a deep cut for Bruce, you
not
think?
A, not a deep cut, but it's not Born in the USA. It's not,
it's not something you would
Born
play
to
a
Run,
festival,
Thunder
really.
Road. Yeah, and I'm just like, My Hometown. Yeah. And I'm like, okay. And
well, then it is
like,
Lee's Summit days, and so, you know.
Downtown days.
Do they still say Yours Truly Lee's Summit, or is that a thing of the past?
I don't know. I didn't know they ever did.
Oh, yeah. That was their big slogan.
Been there nine.
You live there.
I've been there 9 years. I've been there my whole life.
There's a big sign that says Yours Truly Lee's Summit on I-470 there.
Oh, the right side?
Yeah. But I don't know if that's still their slogan, because I remember Lefevre used to do commercials. Yours Truly Lee's Summit. Is that still a thing? Does
no,
Missouri's know?
Is what's your M.O.?
What's your M.O.?
Yeah,
I like that. That's a good slogan.
It works.
So.
So that was fun. And then they got in there closer. I'm like, this guy looks like Bruce. And then I'm like, oh, okay. All right, that's four Coronas. That's why we're not reacting to the reaction. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, it's a cover band. And they were decent, so it was a good time.
Well, I mean, it's just, you know, I'm glad your guy's going to come between 9 and noon today, though, so you'll know when the driver's showing
we'll
up.
See what happens,
4:30 in the morning.
Where
but,
do you
I mean,
live?
This guy's, I mean, he's lucky I didn't drive back. I thought about backing into the car. Like, what do you do at that point? Everything's going through your mind. Do I farm the yard? But Aspen's worked so hard on this damn thing, I am making my yard look bad again. So.
You need, like, an Amazon dome.
Yeah, exactly. Keep the Amazon guy out at 4:30 in the morning. But seriously, Amazon, if you're going to be out that early, great, fantastic, wonderful, marked cars at that point. Send those Amazon trucks that we see all over the place. Use your personal car during the daylight hours.
Maybe you're just in like old school too, and they're coming to get you.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Saying that I'll effing kill you. Yeah. I'm kidding.
We'll
I'll have
them
home
back
by 8.
It's one of the greatest scenes ever.
It's like Alex and Cody with pantyhose over their head.
Yeah,
and you see Cody's glasses are like crooked. Alex is a dead giveaway. He's like 6'3" and awkward. You're like, oh, that's Alex. That's
Alex.
Definitely Cody.
Yeah.
Where's Dusty? Who do you think's driving?
Yeah, get in the car now. Well, I'm home by 5. Okay, fine.
That's
but
crazy.
I mean, it was nuts. It was absolutely insane. So glad I'm got the adrenaline flowing this morning. I mean, it's I haven't had a rush like that in a long time at that hour of the day. I mean, that was just absolute insanity. So thank you all for scaring the hell out of me.
Somebody says, Bob, I run in the AM. Those drivers scare me often. I feel your pain.
I hope you're wearing a reflector vest too when you're running around out there in the morning, because there's a lot of times people are running in all black and you barely see them running down the street and whatnot. So if you're out there and it's dark, make sure you got some sort of color on that we can see as we're driving. Because that's one of my fears too, is like somebody just jumps in front of your car at that hour.
Yeah. There's a guy that runs on Nall every morning, I think, and he has like one of those blinkers on the front and on the back.
Smart, yeah. So it's and like, you should actually run against the traffic as well, so they can kind of see you coming, you know. And
I think
and
he's on like a sidewalk.
Yeah. Well, good for him. He's staying in shape, and that's what you got to do. But
so,
my God,
was Detroit a success?
It was awesome. Okay. Yeah, really. Like,
did you get pizza?
The pizza was fantastic. Yeah, those Coney dogs you can kick to the curb. There's really no reason to eat those.
Coney's don't have beans.
I mean, they were disgusting. It was like somebody puked on top of a hot dog. Like, we just split two of them. Each had like a half
is
of
it
one.
Like gritty? Like,
no, it's not. It's like mush.
Oh,
like just a soft mush.
It's like sloppy Joe meat.
Worse.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, don't need to do that again.
Processed chili.
Yes, it basically was like a can of Hormel that was dumped over the top of these hot dogs and whatnot. So I wouldn't do that again. The pizza's fantastic, though. Pizza's great.
And it was Detroit style? Like
just Detroit style pizza with the cupped pepperoni that catches the grease. I think it has to be for me behind the New York pizza, New Jersey pizza, and then you got Detroit style pizza. Chicago's too damn much.
Yeah.
It's like you're eating a three meals in one piece.
I have a guilty pleasure for pan style pizza from Pizza Hut.
The old school pan style was fantastic when it used to be full of grease and it was awesome. Like, that was wonderful back in the day. I was with you. That pan pizza, we used to wait hours for pan pizza back in the day.
I read the backs of 10 books a month just to get a free pan pizza.
And what a brilliant marketing ploy, too. Let's give away a free tiny little pizza. Yeah. Every kid will bring their family. You wait 2 hours of pizza. You get the salad bar. The old school pizza back in the day was just wonderful. But
I
told you before the show.
Would you rather have an NBA team or Pizza Hut
Buffet? Pizza Hut Buffet. There's no question. There's no question it's the Pizza Hut Buffet. It's not even close. The salad bar, the buffet, the whole
thing. The lights.
The cups, the tablecloth. Max looking at us. Pizza Hut had a buffet.
Oh, dude. Goated. Hey, the goat, man.
Like, anytime you see one, people like taking pictures, saying, "Look at old school Pizza Hut, we got one." Yeah. It was just the best. But downtown baseball, man, I'm sorry we messed that up here in Kansas City, and we're not going to have that because it's tremendous, man. Detroit Stadium is awesome. Like, you want to talk about fun? They got this upper deck area. We're like, where are all the younger people? Oh, they're all up in the upper deck. Not one person paying attention to the game. Common areas, couches outside. I mean, it's just a great stadium. Really impressed with everything that Detroit had to offer. So many just bars and restaurants and walkability. And I just keep thinking to myself, you know, when this, you know, new complex opens for the Royals, how many more games I'm probably going to go to? Because you can go and mingle before the game and hang out before the game and then go into the game. And it doesn't have to be a trip to a parking lot. There's so many pregame activities and so many people just hanging out. It was fantastic. This Tark Skubal's going to be good someday. I promise you that. He's a really good pitcher for the for the Tigers. I mean, my God. Holy cow.
He's got a future.
Got a future in the game. I think he's going to be pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good. And the Cubs aren't a bad baseball team themselves. So, Pete Crow Armstrong may be, well, if it wasn't for Otani, your MVP of the National League.
Yeah. I mean, that team's fun. Just a bunch of dudes, the Cubs. And their town is, you root for Chicago, which we can defend a little bit later when we pick one to win.